You have been warned. This radio program is going to have bold topics for bold Christians. Welcome to Empowered Radio with Laurie Dims.
Now it's Tim's time. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me today. Let me introduce myself. My name is Laurie L. Timms. I'm an author and a speaker. And it's my passion to reach the lost and inform the church in these last days. Amen. Now, today is an exciting day because it's an exciting topic. It's prophecy at work. 2 Peter 1:21 addresses this, and it says, "For no prophesying was ever produced by the will of man, but men who spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." So all word has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, prophecy is so exciting. You know, it uplifts, it edifies, it comforts us. And it's just a wonderful thing. And, you know, years ago, when I was a new Christian, the Lord connected me with a great prophetic person. And I was getting prophetic words, and they were just coming true so much. And between that and the Lord was giving me dreams and revelatory visions. And it was just so exciting. It opened my eyes to the prophetic. And so we're going to get going here. Now, I'm going to talk about two different types of prophecy. And so first, we're going to talk about just the basic definition of prophecy. This is in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It said, prophecy is an inspired utterance of a prophet. Also, it's an inspired declaration of divine will and purpose. Third, it says a prediction of something to come. And this is exciting, very exciting. There's two types of prophets, main types. There's five or six different various types of prophets. But the two main ones were row A, and that's a seer prophet, the ones that see with dreams and visions. And in my case, I see flashes of light, and I'll see like pictures. And sometimes I've even seen signs with sayings on the signs. And so, you know, it works. God works differently with different people. And so I'm more of a visual person. So that's how the Lord shows me things. Another type is Nabi. And this is a prophet that is a speaking prophet. It bubbles up. The words bubble up. And so the word says we can all prophesy. In 1 Corinthians 14:31, it says, for all can prophesy one by one so that all may learn and all be encouraged. Now, we can all prophesy. We can all work in different gifts. Now, I'm not going into all the prophetic gifts. I may do one on that. But anyway, but it doesn't mean that we're called to be a prophet. And it doesn't mean that we all have the prophet mantle or the anointing. And so God speaks to all of us. So that's how we can all prophesy. And so God may give you a word about somebody or something, or may give you a dream. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you were called to be a prophet or prophetess or however the case may be. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. And of course, we know that all prophets are not true. You know, if it goes against God's word, if it's not biblical, they're not genuine. They're not real. Now, an example would be, you know, you'll see somebody on YouTube because it's full of prophets or so-called prophets. And some are real. Yes, some are genuine. That's no doubt about that. But a false prophet would say something like, well, your co-workers are talking behind your back. Now, how would that uplift? How would that edify? How would that comfort someone? How would that help someone? That's not a word. It's gossip. Okay. And it goes without saying, a lot of these are so generalized, it's almost like reading a horoscope. It could work for everyone in every situation. It's too general. You know, a prophetic word is usually specific. And so if someone gives you a word and they say something and it happens to the letter, then you know they're genuine because that's how it works. Now, and you think about it, there's always someone who is going to talk behind your back. That's how general that is, because everyone is not going to like you, especially if you're a Christian, and that goes without saying. Now, I also want to interject the spiritual nugget as well. In 1 Corinthians 13:9, it says, "For we now see through a glass darkly, then face to face, and we know, but in part." See, we only see things in part. So no one sees everything perfectly, clearly all the time. Now, we know partly, and sometimes we prophesy in partly, in part ourselves. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because, you know, it's not like the days of old where, you know, the prophet would be shown something exactly what it was and they would repeat it. And, you know, if it didn't happen, they were stoned. They were killed for that. So it's a little bit different today. And I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened to me many, many years ago. The Lord gave me a prophetic dream about a minister, a preacher. And this preacher was in a, in a bad position, I should say. And he was doing something really bad. And so anyway, I saw this, but I only saw like a side view of the minister. And so the picture of the minister is he looked kind of, he was a little overweight. And he was in a very compromised position doing something that no minister should do, or any Christian for that matter. And so anyway, I had talked to a friend of mine that's a dream interpreter, and I was telling her about it. And she said, "Well, are you going to tell me who it is?" I said, "No, I'm not, because I don't feel like the Lord wants me to release that, and that we should pray for that individual and intercede for them that they wouldn't fall into that, or, you know, if it hasn't happened yet, or that if they are, that they would repent and turn away from their sin." And so anyway, she goes, "Well, Lori, that's absolutely correct. You shouldn't be telling anybody, and you should intercede." So sometimes God gives you that for that purpose, for you to intercede and pray for that individual to get in right standing with the Lord. And so anyway, many years went by. I would probably say 2 or 3 years went by. And then it was on the news and it showed that individual. And I said, "Wow, that's the person." But what was strange about it is we see, like I said, we see in a glass darkly, we only see in part. The individual that I thought originally that had done it was a heavy set minister. Well, the preacher that I saw on TV that was actually caught and admitted to it was a minister that had, at the time that I had the dream, was not overweight, but he had gained weight during those 3 years and he was heavier, a lot heavier. And so I'm like, "Wow." See, so, you know, good thing I didn't say anything, because I only saw in part. And sometimes God doesn't give us dates and times. He only shows us pictures, in my case. And I know they'll happen, because they always do. Thank you, Lord. And so anyway, we never know. We never know. No one ever sees everything perfectly clearly all the time. Now, you always test the spirits to see if it's genuine. You know, it has to resonate in your spirit. If someone gives you a prophetic word, or if the Lord shows you something, and you need to use the Holy Spirit as confirmation. So that's what you're doing here. And so now please allow me to go a different direction. And so, you know, I wanted to mention the prophecy people that are prophetic. But then I'm going to go a different direction and talk about Bible prophecy. This is where it really comes to life and changes people's lives. And, you know, it's important to know this. Now, the reason why I said that it changes people's lives, or personal prophecy does as well, is because not all people that are unsaved or lost, I should say, are even going to seek a prophetic word unless the Lord leads a person to them that is saved and prophetic. So in that, as that may be the case, this is Bible prophecy. It's for all to see and read and verify themselves. Now, I know it did change my life, and it was fantastic, because I remember when Hal Lindsey wrote The Late Great Planet Earth. When it came out, it was so eye-opening, to say the least. Prophecy in the Bible was put there to confirm and affirm God's hand in all of it. Now, stated in the Institute for Creation Research, these biblical predictions have never been proved false. Not a single one. Now, you can go on www.icr.org and see a lot of these. Many prophecies remain in the future, but all that have came to pass have been verified as true. Amen. There are 351 Old Testament prophecies fulfilled in Christ Jesus. There are 101 end time prophecies. That's pretty phenomenal. Now, you can check out the PDF files in Ezekiel. Go online. And the Bible prophecies that the entire world will see certain events unfold. And I'm going to go and go through some of these and tell you how fantastic this is here to the letter. Now, the invention of television and global communication. It's Revelation 11, 9 through 10 and 17, verse 8, talks about the TV, the global communication, internet, global satellites. Second Peter talks about the false prophets, okay? Televangelists, twisting scriptures, money hungry, smooth talkers. It's happening now, folks. That's for sure. Matthew 24, verse 21 through 22. Mankind will be able to destroy all life forms. Today, nukes, bioweapons, chemical weapons shows that's possible. It can happen. And the Bible also says that the Lord says, God says that he has to shorten life, you know, he's got to shorten the time. This is during the tribulation. Or no flesh would be saved. So you see, there will be nukes launched, that's for sure. Zechariah 14:12 says, in the last days, nuclear weapons of destruction were anticipated. The neutron bomb melts, it dissolves its victim, just as it was warned 2,500 years ago. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet, their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouths. This was totally unheard of, and it would boggle the imagination in Zechariah's day. Daniel 2, verse 40 through 44, 7, verse 23, and Revelation 13, 7 through 8, there will be a move towards a global government. We see this in the New World Order, to build back better. You know, they think it's going to be a utopian world. You know, you will own nothing and be happy, which is just an oxymoron right there. 1 Timothy 4, verse 3 through 4, increased movement in veganism and plants. You know, New Age is already against meat these days. You see this plant-based foods. They're taking out all the beef. They're taking out all, you know, the different meat plants. They're doing this. They're pushing this stuff. Matthew 24:7, Revelation 6:8. Deadly diseases. SARS, bird flu, AIDS, Ebola, even leprosy has made a comeback. Now we have coronavirus, you know, pestilences. And God only knows what diseases are coming from that. So we see that. What's next? I'm scared to ask that. Revelation 13:16-17, a global economic system. We see that digital cash is on the way. 2,000 years ago, prophecy, before the internet drives society, okay? Globalists in every level of government seek to control and unite the world. You see this, you know, the little rainbow circle with all their little goals, and, you know, they want to take over and control the world, and, you know, they're evil control freaks. That's what I call them. But they're just devil's minions, you know. They're the useful idiots of the communists, you know. It's just absolutely crazy. But it was predicted, so you can't be shocked. It's happening now, folks. It's happening. It really is. Isaiah 6:6-8. The nation of Israel will be born in one day. This has never happened before in history. On May 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation. And also they brought their original language back. That had never happened before either. Deuteronomy 28:37, Jeremiah 29:18, Luke 21:20-24, Revelation 12, worldwide anti-Semitism. You see it. Turn on the news. Look at the internet. You see it. Just go to YouTube. Everyone is against Israel. You see it now with Gaza. It's going on right now. It's a prophecy being fulfilled as I speak right now. It's a right now prophecy. Okay? It doesn't matter that they got attacked first. Doesn't matter that they have a right to defend their country. You know, none of that logic is thrown out the window. Hatred rules from that, and the devil is in the details. Anybody that's for against Israel and against Zionism is evil. That's just all it is to it. That's just all it is to it. I call it like I said. I'm Southern. If I see it's evil, it's evil. I'm just saying it. I'm sorry if I step on somebody's toes. But I didn't buy into the propaganda. I believe God's word. I believe God. He said he will bless those that bless Israel. I will curse those that curse Israel. I choose to be on the blessing side. Amen and amen. Revelation 16:12, the Euphrates River will dry up. It's happening now. It's happening now. Well, these are just a few of many prophecies that have been going on and are going to happen. No other religion has this have done this. No other religion has prophecies that have come true like this. No other religion. Just Judaism and Christianity. That's it. Not Islam, not Hinduism, not any other ones. Just the real true God. That's it. That's it. It's proof. It's a legitimacy. It's the real deal. You have to just be plain stupid or blind to the truth to not see this. Wake up, people. Time is running out for this dying world. See, the New World Order worships the earth, worships the world itself, which is dying. You know, God's, you know, sin has destroyed it pretty much. The prophecy is going on now. It's right now where we are on the prophetic timeline is Psalms 83. We're here. The battle in Gaza is predicted in Psalms 83. Read it. It says, even the things that the news people say, even the same things that the protesters says verbatim is Psalms 83. It's in there. Now, I want to say something before I close here. If you're a prodigal, now you don't necessarily have to be a prodigal son. You can be a prodigal daughter, young or old, doesn't matter, who grew up in the church, who knew the Bible at one time, repent while you can. And if you're just a skeptic, you're just a non-believer, ask God to prove it to you that he's real, and he will. Okay? You just have to ask. You know, if you read the Bible, you will soon see that it's true. And I'm definitely telling you the truth. Amen and amen. Fulfilled prophecy is evidence of God's existence. It is. And for those who are saved, get excited. Get excited, okay? Look up, because our redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. It's an exciting time to be a witness to what's going on here, to all the wonderful fulfillments of prophecy. Just open your eyes and your hearts, and you'll see what's really going on. Amen and amen. And to God be all the glory. Amen. Now, I just wanted to say, because people say, well, how many more things have to happen before Jesus returns? And I'm going to tell you right now, one thing. When the fullness of the Gentiles be come in, is when Jesus will return in the clouds. And that means when the very last person gets saved, that's going to get saved before the tribulation, that's it. So get excited. And you know, the cloud of witnesses are cheering us on. I mean, we're living in the amazing, amazing end of the Bible. And you know the old saying, I read the book and we win. Amen and amen. Now is the time in the show where I like to give everyone the opportunity to get in right standing with the Lord. Now, if you've never taken the steps towards salvation, maybe you have. You've drifted away from your first love, and you need to rededicate yourself to the Lord. Please agree with me in your heart and your spirit while I say the sinner's prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner, and forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is your son and died on the cross and rose again. And I need you today to be my savior and to be Lord of my life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God if you made this decision. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing, and your family members in heaven are rejoicing too. You have made the best decision in your life, and you will never regret it, only that you didn't do it sooner. You know, amen and amen. Welcome to the royal family. You are on the winning side. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Now that you know the truth, let it empower your life. Amen. Now, I'd like to thank you again for joining me for this program, and I hope that it's been a blessing for you. Join me next week for another empowering and bold topic. Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Amen. Amen. Now, boldness is not a personality trait, but acting by the power of the Holy Spirit, by urgent conviction in the face of some threat. So pray for a spirit of boldness to come about you. You need that in these last days. Now, you can get my books on Amazon.com and other online venues. You can contact me by email at ltims@gmail.com. You can send your questions or prayer requests. I'd be honored to pray for you. And I'm also available for speaking engagements as well. Amen. You can go on OTTU, Universal Media. That's all my live broadcast and radio show, Empowered. And please support my ministry at $LLTWest at Cash App. I appreciate it, and I need your support. You can go on anchor.fm/powered-radio, and you can go to RCR Network for radio archives and podcasts and Spotify. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, also, these are my two of my books. Anyway, I have five, but here's two of them. This is A Divine Appointment, and this is a really good book. This is my latest book. It's called Spiritual Journeys, and it's about my 9 years of travel nursing. I'm retired from nursing for 25 years, and so this is the last 9 years I traveled, and God sent me to some great places, and I met a lot of great people, and I've had scary stories, funny stories, amazing stories, and it's sure to bless you, and I appreciate it. Go on Amazon.com and get it. Amen. Now, until next time, God bless you, and shalom.
OTTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OTTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OTTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OTTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OTTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OTTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OTTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OTTU Media and this radio network.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Radio with Lori Timms. Tune in next time for more bold topics for bold Christians. This broadcast is copyrighted by LLT Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.